Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from the National Retail Federation.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're on day 25 of the government shutdown. The White House sent a bunch of moderate House Democrats invitations to meet with the president yesterday, as Heather Cagle and Jake first reported late Monday afternoon. The idea is twofold. The White House is trying to show activity and is trying to look reasonable by hosting negotiation meetings. In a practical sense, they are also working over rank-and-file Democrats to try and build pressure on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to negotiate.
We're in uncharted waters here, since this is by far the longest shutdown ever. It's also the most intractable negotiation we've ever seen, so it stands to reason the White House is trying to do something, anything, to unlock the negotiations. We are skeptical this will work, at least immediately, because the House is not the Senate. Any deal will have to be a Pelosi-Schumer-Trump production. Getting a few moderates to moan will grab cable headlines, but it won't change the fact that most House Democrats remain firmly opposed to Trump and his wall, and Pelosi understands that better than anyone.
We do get the sense, though, that both sides are getting sick of the shutdown. Of course, most White House aides want an off-ramp because the president is getting the lion's share of the blame for the federal funding gap. But House Democratic aides are beginning to get a bit concerned that it will be tough to maintain their position as more people miss paychecks and more of the government grinds to a halt.
At the moment, President Donald Trump is firm on both building a barrier and on the $5 billion he wants for it. He says he's negotiating, but at the moment, he's not. If he came down publicly on the number and threw in something to sweeten the pot for Democrats, it might be tougher for them to hold against a border security package. It's tough to track this president because he's on every side of every issue. He's fine with the shutdown. He wants it to end. He wants to discuss DACA. He'd rather wait for the courts, etc.
As of this moment, the president keeps saying he's at the White House alone, waiting for Democrats to talk to him. Guess what? Most presidents don't have vacation homes that they escape to most winter weekends. So as a matter of fact, most presidents have spent their weekends in the White House. This isn't exactly sympathy-inducing. There is one major hang-up. Democrats are going to want the government opened to begin negotiating. But if crafted correctly, Democrats in the White House can open government for a few weeks to get a border security package worked out.
First in playbook, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is headed to the Capitol this afternoon to speak with Republican senators at their weekly lunch. He's expected to discuss Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's resolution of disapproval on the administration's move to ease sanctions on a Russian oligarch.
Burgess Everett has a look at Mitch McConnell and how his grip has tightened amid the shutdown. While there are a handful of Senate Republicans frustrated with the party's shutdown strategy, they are a long way from facing any sort of rebellion. Politico has a couple of shutdown impact stories, including a piece focused on the FDA planning to restart food safety inspections at facilities that handle riskier products. And we've also got a story up on the hidden impact, frozen inspections, and fraud cases.
Heather Cagle, Sarah Ferris, and John Bresnahan have the latest on Steve King. House Republicans have stripped King of his committee assignments over racist comments that he made. Two GOP lawmakers, Senator Mitt Romney and Congressman Chris Stewart, both of Utah, have called for King's resignation. King tweeted his statement last night saying, "My statement on Kevin McCarthy's unprecedented assault on my freedom of speech." At the same time, he says that he's being pushed out for something he didn't say. Both can't be true.
Bill Barr will go before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. Look for members to probe his relationship with Trump and his views on executive power, the AP reports. And the New York Times has a piece up that the president talked about pulling out of NATO last year. And on the investigations front, the Washington Post is reporting that Jerome Corsi said on Fox Business Network last night that his stepson has been summoned to testify before the grand jury. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Tuesday. The president is having lunch with congressional lawmakers in the Roosevelt Room at 12:30 p.m. He will hold a phone call on the border at 2:30 p.m. with state, local, and community leaders in the Oval Office. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
American families and businesses are paying billions of dollars in higher costs because of tariffs imposed by Washington. It's time to negotiate a deal and put an end to the trade war. Tariffs don't work. Trade works. Join the National Retail Federation in taking a stand. Learn more at www.tariffsarebad.com.